How can you convert the vast majority of your customers into enthusiastic advocates who tell everyone they know how great your business is? Using the principles found in the book Raving Fans, it's possible, as we began discussing on the last episode. So today, we'll continue down this road by talking about how to get ever so important input from the customers themselves. Hi everyone, welcome to Small Biz Flash, your briefing on small business news, trends, and insights. I'm your host, Adam Hewitt. Thanks for joining me. Stay tuned as we learn how to get more customer referrals. That's coming up, but first, the news roundup. The job market cooled last month, but small businesses still had trouble finding employees. The overall unemployment rate ticked up to 3.9% in October, but according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses monthly jobs report, 43% of small business owners could not fill job openings. Labor costs reported as the single most important problem for business owners were unchanged at 9%, 4 points below the highest reading of 13% in December 2021. Overall, 61% of owners reported hiring or trying to hire in October, and 90% of those hiring or trying to hire said there were few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. Despite small business owners' negative sentiment about the economy's prospects in the coming months, a recent poll by online payment platform Melio reveals that more than three-quarters of owners believe their own company is ready to handle any upcoming economic instability. Perhaps the optimism owners are feeling about their individual circumstances can be at least partially credited to the fact that, of those who have raised prices, 66% are still reporting an increase in repeat business and 56% are still reporting more new clients. Multiple small business groups are opposing a new rule by the National Labor Relations Board regarding joint employer situations. The new rule, which does away with the previous 2020 rule, is more broad in reach and takes effect on December 26th. Critics argue the rule will hit franchising opportunities hard and reduce new business formation, among other negative consequences. The rule is likely to face legal challenges. You can find more information on this and other stories in the news roundup by going to the links in the show notes. Small business owners, you need the pros at SBS Accounting and Advisors to keep your finances on track. For 16 years, the good folks at SBS have been helping owners make better decisions and grow their profits. Go to sbsaccountants.com today to set up a free 30-minute consultation. Use the promo code FLASH to get 20% off your setup fee. Again, that's sbsaccountants.com. On the last episode, we began talking through how to make your customers raving fans, which will get you more referrals. Whether your small business is in the B2B or B2C space, referrals are the best source of new customers you could ask for, so you should always be looking for ways to get more of them. We said last time that the first step outlined in the book Raving Fans by Ken Blanchard and Sheldon Bowles is to decide what you want the customer experience to be. In other words, you and your staff must create a vision of perfection centered on the customer. Think about it this way. If you were the customer, what would you desire? The second step is to discover what the customer wants, and then integrate their input into your vision as needed. But it's important that you go through the exercise of developing your own vision first, because what the customer wants will have meaning only within the context of your larger vision. Usually, a customer will be concerned with just one or two elements of the overall experience, so you're still left to fill in the gaps with your own vision. And sometimes, customer requests fall beyond the scope of what your company can or should offer. Thus, your vision acts as a filter by which you say yes or no to customer requests. So how do you get customers to tell you what they want? It's not always easy, because they won't necessarily tell you at the drop of a hat what they're thinking. They probably doubt that you really care, and wonder if their input would make any difference anyway. So you're going to have to do some convincing here. Exactly how you go about doing this will depend on your business and your relationship with your customers. That said, you could try a survey or a social media post asking for feedback. But the more personal you can make the request, the better. An individual appeal by email or a phone call is best. I recommend asking customers for their thoughts during the normal course of communication with them so that you don't create more work for yourself and take up more of your customers' time. At the end of a regularly scheduled call, for example, you could say something like this: "Tim, would you mind giving me a couple more minutes of your time? We're trying to do a better job serving our customers. What is the most important thing for you when it comes to customer service? And are we meeting or exceeding your expectations in that area?" Notice that this is an open-ended question, and when you have the answer to this one, you could ask follow-up questions if you feel it's appropriate. I hope you're enjoying the show, and with every episode, gaining new insight to help you grow and run your business. I work with small business owners to create successful strategy, operations, and marketing. So tell me about your business's challenges, and let's grow your business together. Email me at adam@smallbizflash.com. That's adam@smallbizflash.com. Be careful if you get a lot of customers saying that everything is fine, because that could mean that it's not. It depends on the tone, of course, but short answers with no elaboration might be a troublesome sign. You should also be concerned if large numbers of customers refuse to give you feedback after you've personally invited them to, as that could be also a sign of dissatisfaction. But if you convince your customers that you really do care about their opinions, then they will tell you what they think, and you'll gain valuable insight on how to construct an excellent customer experience. Finally, after you fuse the customer's visions with your own, it's time to begin making some changes. The third step is to deliver the vision plus 1%. When you begin to execute your plan, take baby steps. The paramount thing to customers is consistency, as it creates credibility. So don't try to change 10 things at once. If you do, your employees will get frustrated, your customers will have a worse experience than before, and you will fail in your mission to improve customer service and create raving fans. The idea of the plus 1% is to aim for just 1% improvement. And if you do that week after week, month after month, the compound improvements will be massive. Change can be small and must allow for flexibility, because visions need to be adaptable over time. So deliver the vision one incremental step at a time in a way that you and your employees can do consistently. That's the show for this week. Please tell someone about the podcast, and a comment on LinkedIn, Facebook, or YouTube would be great as well. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.